Yeah, what's up, everybody? This is Doggy Diamonds. Make sure you subscribe, like, share, leave a comment. I'm here really quick. Let me just give you a quick introduction. I just want to make sure that you with me. Y'all with me? All right, let's go to the studio. I got a guest there. Who I got in the studio? Who I got in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Mark Curry.
Him and the one and only Mark Curry. Mark Curry, Doggy Diamonds. I heard you were looking for me today. I said, man, I got to go Friday. They called me from Ukraine.
Right, and said,
Doggy Diamonds is looking for you.
Yo,
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I just want to say one thing. I always wanted to say this shit to you in your face. It ain't shit changed since the notorious.
Everything's still glorious. We still got warriors. Still be the victorious. Yo, that's God's team, man. And when I was doing that verse, can I share something with you that I never really told many people?
By all means.
The whole verse in that song was me saying to, I kind of, every time I did a hit song, I always was like, yo, I want to address Puff.
Mm.
And I was like, it ain't shit changed. Sister Notorious. See, everything's still glorious. We still got warriors. Still be the victorious. See, it's a lot of them, but it's more of us.
Mm.
Still got stacks to blow, raps to flow. Still them cats to know, pack to flow. That's for show. Bottles to pop, joints to rock. Play the background, hand on my Glock. Holding my job, money to get. See, that was Bad Boy.
Mm.
So that pocket,
you caught it. I ain't gonna lie, you caught it. If I never heard another verse from you again in life, I was like, I like him. That was it. I just needed that one. That was it.
Right.
The name of the song is Bad Boy for Life. What does that
mean? The casket drop.
What does that mean to you?
That means that I had to find other meanings for Bad Boy besides thinking that Bad Boy just represented a record label.
Mm.
And then I seen that Bad Boy was a movie with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And then I started feeling better because I was like, as long as I can see, Bad Boy just don't mean somebody who was signed to Puff Daddy. Puff is not Bad Boy.
Mm.
His name is Love or Diddy or
Diddy Pop Puffy, or whatever it is this week.
Whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
But you know, that's not Bad Boy. Bad Boy is a record label. If you want to know about the record label, Bad Boy. Bad Boy is a record label that consists of artists such as Mace, The Lox, Black Rob, G-Dep, Shine, Total, Faith Evans, Biggie Smalls, Mario Winans, Faith Evans.
Craig Mack.
Craig Mack.
The one who brought the money to the building originally. It was Craig Mack.
Yeah, that's the one. It goes back to when they used to put Mac and Biggie, and they used to have the Big Mac promotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was actual burger. It was like a burger. It was a tape in there.
And do you know the crazy thing is these two dudes, do you be like, yo, they didn't, how many songs they done with each other?
One.
See how crazy the music industry gets?
Mm. So let me ask you something. Reason why I contacted you, because I wanted to get clarity on something. I used to follow you on Twitter when you first wrote the book. You wrote the book in 2000.
Why you don't follow me no more then?
Because I was mad at you.
Let's figure this out. That's so what I'm saying. Follow me back.
But this is why you here, and this is why this is dope. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I could tell you I was mad at you, and I wanted clarity. So I'm glad that you gave me the proper you didn't bash me. You didn't go crazy on me. Which you could have, but I'm glad that you handled it on man time.
Yeah, that's right.
And I got a lot of respect for you for that. You wrote the book 2015, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Right. No, I wrote the book in 2009.
Wow.
The book came out in 2009. That's almost like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Almost like 14 years ago, 15 years ago, going on 15.
So I'm thinking, why am I thinking too? Oh, because the tweets. Okay, so let me get to the tweets. So I was following you. I got the book. Me and my cousin talking about the book. And then I see Mark Curry say, I apologize to Dick. The book is not as important as our friendship. And me, I said, what the hell are you apologizing for? If you wrote the book and you meant what you said, why are you apologizing? So I ain't gonna front. I got mad. I ain't say nothing to you. I was just like, nah, that's some.
Nah, don't get mad. Let me
clarify that for me, bro. Because on the reason, yeah, please, please. I'll follow you right back right now. But please tell me why.
Your man, your whatever we gonna call him. Whatever we gonna call him. Your man, my man. I don't know whose man. Yeah, I don't know. Old boy. Let's call him old boy.
Got you.
So old boy calls. He says, "Look, man, I'm really taking this love thing serious. This new thing that I'm going to is love." And what I want to do is change a lot of the things that's going on, you know. And he said he wanted to change himself. I said, "Yo, Puff, if you're willing to change yourself and be a better person, the only thing I can do is stand by your side, because everything in life must change. Nothing remains the same. We got songs about it. So it's like if you're willing to change." And you feel that today you came to a point to where you realize that you want to change your old ways and maybe go into some new ways of thinking to be a new you, then I'm willing to stand by you. Can you give me 1 second?
Yes.
Hey, yo, I'm on an interview. Thank you, y'all. My wife. It's good.
Yeah, great.
Let's go. So, yes, my bad. Let's go. So if he was willing to change, as long as he's willing to change, I'm willing to forgive. And it's hard to be able to forgive, man.
Right, right.
But it's part of life. If you can't forgive, then... So at that time, he was like, I'm going to take this thing serious. He was like, I said, well, you know what you need to do. He said, yeah. He said, you know what you need to do. I said, I know what I need to do. I said, but do you know what you need to do? He said, I know what I need to do. I said, well, I'm going to go do what I need to do. And then meanwhile, you go do what you need to do. And then we'll meet back at this place and we'll come up with a great solution, which meant he was like, I want to protect my legacy. And I said, I'm with you on that. So I said, so basically you want me to stop selling my book. And he didn't want to say yes or no. So I said, I know what you want. And in order for you to stop selling my book, what I'm going to start looking at is how much money I make a year off of the book. And I want you to times that times forever. And I want you to give me that in one lump sum, and then we'll be all right. And it was left off on like, let me, so, because, you know, I mean, like, really it is. My gripe with him was just business beefs. It's not nothing personal. It's all business. That means, like, you know, it was a few times when I went through Christmas and I didn't have what I needed to be that champion I am in my family because of our business dealings. And it's more than just maybe 10 occasions.
Right.
Maybe it's more, it's like every year since I met you has been the worst years of my life. But I managed to get through, but it's never going to be something where I'm going to let you just walk off and say, this is what, so I wrote a book and I said, I'm going to attach that to your back. So every time you take a step or everywhere you go, anytime you fall, I'm going to sell a book.
So you apologize thinking that he was going to make do on y'all verbal.
He apologized.
He apologized to you as well.
Yeah, he apologized, but he just didn't live through his deal. I can't stop selling my book, and then somebody who doesn't want to compensate me for not selling my book, I don't care how sorry you say you are, I got a book out that makes money.
Right.
I'm not going to stop selling my book just because you say you're sorry. I'm going to stop selling my book when you pay me for stop selling my book, and then we're going to go retro. The same way when you give back the publishing, we're going to go retro. Don't give me back the publishing. Let's take it 10 years back. Give me 10 years worth of it from back.
Right. Don't dry the well out and then say, here, you got a well.
Yeah, here you go. I don't want that. What do you just give
so,
me that?
So, Mark, let me ask you something. When you apologize publicly on a Twitter, did you take the book down?
I sure did. I took that joint down for how many months, babe? About 3 months?
So you lost bread.
I lost a lot of money.
Because it was hot at that time. It was hot.
Oh, yeah. Then he changed his phone number. Yeah, see, you ain't knowing all of this. He changed his phone number. Then when you started calling him, I just erased his whole number. Because the number that he called me with, be in love. And then after, I tried to contact him like, yo, bro, it's 3 months. I done took the book down. I'm still waiting to see what you going to change.
Right, right.
And it wasn't no answer. The number was no good. I was like, yo, you know what? I need to just finish being me, man. Don't never stop being me. From that point, I realized that I'm too old in life to alter my visions and my dreams and my walk for another person's perception. So that means, like, I can't stop doing what I'm going to do because I can't stop what I'm doing unless I'm stopping it for positive reasons.
Right, right.
And money's not always a good reason to stop doing things. So, like, for an example, when you see him saying today, I saw him on the interview and he was like, the world is really like coming down on him and how hard it was and how he needed people to stand by him and how he was calling for God. And then I was like, yo, if you really was sincere about your calling, you would have called me on the phone and you would have called me and said, Mark, can you please change it and let's talk, because I don't want people to think this is what we have going on and I'm willing to change my ways. If you can just forgive me, and I say, Puff, I forgive you, I would come on the platform and be like, yo, you know what? From this day forward, he's our brother again. Because he asked for forgiveness.
Yeah, right. I wanted to say that because it's so important that you said that, bro, because I've said on my platform plenty of times, y'all be wanting us and you be wanting me to forgive people who never ask for forgiveness. You have to ask for it, and then I could consider it. And if you could come to me humbly, then I say, you know what? Let's figure this out.
Yeah. Or you would be the problem that's not understanding. You'd be like, if somebody asks you humbly, like you said humbly, they humbly ask me, and then what do? You'd be like, the only thing I could do is not put myself first and not be selfish. And say, you know what, I'm going to have to stand by the brother and I'm going to have to take whatever it was that I had, the ulterior motives, the dreams and all this, I'm going to let it go because I'd rather stand next to my brother than stand without him.
Could I ask you, at that time you wrote the book, did you have your publishing?
When I wrote that book, I always had my publishing.
So you didn't go through the publishing problems.
I didn't go through with like what Rob and them went through in depth. I didn't have, you know, I knew what part of it was mine, and I immediately went for mine as soon as they told me what mine was, because that's all I used to ask for. What do I own? What do I own? They'd be like, you own this. All right, well, give me what I own, and I don't want y'all administering it. I mean, I don't want the check to come to you for you to get to me, because y'all take too long to cut my check.
Right.
Cut the checks on December 31st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, man, goddamn, we done missed Christmas and everything, man.
So what's your pen? What song is your pen? We know Bad Boy for Life is your pen. What else is your pen?
I say these things, man, but on the writings I did, the Godzilla Come With Me, which was a very big song.
Mm-hmm.
The Godzilla Come With Me song with Puff Daddy and Led Zeppelin.
Mm.
I wrote that joint, and I gave him those words and inspired him to be that character he was at that time. I did I performed on the Bad Boy for Life song with him. I did the gangster shit with him and Lil' Kim. Mm. I wrote every song. Well, not every song. I can't say that. But, you know, you still got artists, you know, writers like Source Money, who's, you know, very powerful impact on Puff's career.
Mm-hmm.
Marok from the Hood Fellas.
Yes, was, yeah, I remember. Damn, Marok.
Remember Marok. Whenever I would have a hot song and I play a hot song that I have for Puff, he'd be like, he want to buy it from me.
Mm. So you would sell a license into the records, or he bought the lyric? Like, what? How did you do? How did that work? How does that work?
You come in the joint. You come in the studio with a hot song. You play it. It's crazy. He like it. Instead of it being about you, he'd be like, "Let me buy it from you and let me sing the words."
Mm.
You'd be like, "Shoot, you can go ahead on and get that."
Mm.
Yeah, I can make plenty other songs.
Did that? Do you feel like, in hindsight, is 2020? Did that hurt Mark Curry, the artist?
I thought that me letting part of me shine through him would introduce me to the world, so they can accept me a little bit more once I made it there. But when I realized that the next step of being the best of me, he didn't want to allow that to happen. He wanted it to be the best of him. And you say, Puff, even though I wrote these songs for you and they made you shine, what about the songs that I wrote for me that's even better than the songs that I wrote for you?
Right, because you're not going to give away your best bet. You're going to have something at the top.
Those are the songs y'all never heard.
And you still got them?
Those are the songs that was like, please don't let the world hear.
But you still got them?
Yeah, I still got them.
Why you put them out?
They are. I put them out every now and then gradually. Like, I just put out a couple of songs. I put out a song called I Am. I put out a song called Secrets. I'm going to do another song called Like That, which I did in like 1990, which is going to still be like something Dr. Dre did. I produced it. I produced all my music too.
So that's all of it is all the DSPs right now?
What you mean DSPs? That's
digital streaming platforms. Digital streaming platforms.
I got them. I got the digital. I got two songs right now on what's the thing? Because y'all young, y'all.
Spotify, Apple Music.
Nah, the other one. DistroKid.
But DistroKid sends it to those, though.
Yeah, but I know I got a DistroKid, and then I got the songs on DistroKid, and so they made it available for Apple Music and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Kind of
no,
stuff.
No. Up,
you see?
DistroKid is called the aggregator. The aggregator sends it everywhere else.
Glad we was talk. See how we needed to talk, because I'm 52. I'm not into the like you know when we was talking the other day, and I was talking to them about you know how things was, and they was like you know, and then we was like yo, and this is what was going like before Rick Ross and them had did these songs. Well, let me go into your interview. I'm sure you got some things you want to ask.
Yeah,
me.
Because I seen a tidbit of you and you was talking about how y'all had certain bottles for women and the women wanted some pills. You didn't feel like that might have put you in the situation, like you was down with that a little bit?
Nah, but you know what I look at? Uh-huh. I'd be like, for anybody who has a problem with me letting them know what the times was like.
Right.
And they say, don't talk about it to incriminate yourself. You'd be like, first, I'm not incriminating myself. And I do want y'all to know. So maybe sometimes we can understand why somebody's sitting there vegetable behind. They going to a party. When she went to a party in 1999. She never came back the same.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
So at what point, because I'm not old enough, but I remember hearing like Studio 54 was like this. I know about the tunnel. I know about speed, all of that. What was that party like life? Because a lot of people want to get into this culture and they, I see some of them really, really repeating some of the steps even worse now because the drugs are, to me, in my opinion, is more harsh because it's a variation. What was that party life like when it was bad, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll? What was that really like?
Yo. Let me tell you about the bad boy model.
Mm.
In order to be on the bad boy street team, you had to make the most noise, fuck the most bitches, and have the most fun. Mm. That was the street team model.
Mm.
So when Puff used to send the street team out, they going out there to get the women. They're going to do whatever they got to do, whatever they got to do, and they're going to have the most fun. See, it's almost like sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say sex, drugs, and hip hop. But most people don't understand what the actual term, what the meaning of industry is really about. Industry. Industry is not the music industry. Music industry is in the streets. That's why it's called industry, in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think of the power of drugs over the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of who runs the music industry.
I was telling them before. Yeah, I told them. Drugs found
it. When you think about who owns the television channels that we watch, when you think about who owns the radio stations that we listen to music on, and then you talk about the industry, then you talking about the liquor industry, then you talking about they own Ciroc, they own De Leon, they own Smirnoff, they own
Hennessy.
Hennessy.
Yeah.
Right? So you're talking about the industry. They own Mercedes-Benz. They own Chrysler. They own Universal Books. They own Random House. They own everything we watch or we go to. They own Walmart. So when you go against the industry, you are going against an animal. So in this case, if we wanted to just put some clear clarification on what's going on, I think Puff went against the industry.
And that's why he's where he's at right now. That's why.
That's why he's where he's at, right? He went against the industry.
So you come in, how long you been down with them?
I've been down, they've been knowing me for about maybe 20 years. They've been knowing me for 20 years. They've been down with me for 20 years. I wasn't down with them. They was down with me.
Right. Because it was your parent. Yep. So you come in, so much big is gone. Craig Mack is not in the fold, but then he comes back. What was the East Coast, West Coast? You wasn't there for none of that.
How you gonna say that? I told you, I walk you through it. I tell you what it's all about. I could tell you how it started, where it started. I could tell you what happened. I'm the truth. I'm the one that's been giving the living testimony.
Okay,
since
so
2009.
So why people think it started with the Big Jake situation with Suge Man? Is that how it started?
But if anybody who get that book, that's why we need everybody to get that book.
Get the book.
Because when they get that book, they're going to know, yes, it did start with that. But then you're also going to know that I was the one that worked the front door at the club.
What? Make sure y'all get this book, Dancing with the Devil by Mark Curry, right here. It's on Kindle. It's on paperback. Mass market paperback. Get that book. I'm going to make sure this Amazon link is pinned as the first comment. Get that book, Dancing with the Devil. Right there. Get that book. Make sure y'all get that book. All right. We just had to do that commercial real quick.
Man, that was a good one. That's commercial break.
So you trying to tell me
what they used to say?
Station identification. We got to pay the bills. Exactly. We got to pay the bills. So Mark, you telling me you was working at the door, and that's what started the East Coast, West Coast thing in Atlanta with the whole Jermaine Dupri party? Because I heard about it, but I didn't think. So it's in the book.
It's in the whole book is about this. Like, it's about the gangsterism in music industry and what was really going on in the 90s, what was going on, you know, throughout the 90s. This is, if it was in the Bible, it would have been a bit like what happened to Tupac and Biggie Smalls. You can kind of compare that to great stories in the Bible in today's world. So those were great. Those were two great individuals that if you had to write a modern day Bible, it would be about them too.
So the whole, so now we're seeing this Keefe D thing come out and all that. What you know about that? Is how realistic is some of that stuff?
Let's say this. I think it has some real points to it, but okay. You got two sides of the world we work with, the right side and the wrong side.
Right.
The wrong side could be winning right now. The wrong side could be in control and in power, and they are in control of the people. But one day, it's a reverse in power between the wrong and the right. So it comes that time when you have people like Keefe D, the things that's going on. This is just a transfer of power and balance, things like that. So you can expect it to happen because everything has to change. Like we can't keep going on with a lie, living a lie. Like a lot of people live a lie. If you knew what happened to Tupac and you never said anything about it, did you know how hard it is for you to live? Like, it's like G-Dep. G-Dep, could no longer live with what he felt he did in life, and he had to go into the precinct and confess and really man up to his actions, which it takes a great man to man up to his actions.
Right.
So we don't know if he's manning up to his actions or if he's just being a what you call it, a conspirator? What's that word?
I would say if he was just being a custody to me, because, you know, I
conspirator? Somebody, it's a conspiracy, a conspiracy.
You know what it is. Yeah. I mean, I would have to took that to my grave. But some people can't live with themselves, with what they did. Some
they can't live with themselves.
They can't live with themselves. So did you know Suge Knight as well?
I knew Suge Knight, but Suge Knight was never important enough for me to really, for him to know me. Mm. He was just somebody. He wasn't somebody that, you know, I feared. We wanted to meet him and do business, but he going for the same thing we going for. We all want to win.
Right.
It was like Suge Knight meeting Birdman. Do you think Birdman wanted to meet Suge Knight? He'd be like, man, nah. I'm my own Suge Knight.
Because the reason why I'm asking you that, you have this big moment in history that happened, East Coast, West Coast, but now you're running with the East Coast version of the problem to the West Coast. What was a day in the life like for y'all with this so-called beef handle? Oh, y'all had something to do with Pac. Biggie set Pac up. You down with it. What was it like for you?
Yo, it's crazy because they did a whole West Side version of something, and it was called Straight Outta Compton. But the East Coast never got a chance to speak on anything that I thought that dealt with that situation. Mm. And the reason why the East, and then the South has something to say too.
Right. But, literally.
When I felt like they silenced me, that's when they were sounding the understanding of all of those, the connection. Cause I was actually the first connection that was connecting the South to the East. To the West, and it was before 50 Cent. In fact, the game when he signed to 50 Cent, he came from amongst my peers. Mm. You know, wow. So that was the Tupac. I mean, the Dr. Dre and the 50 Cent, and you know, so I was the first 50 Cent. Before 50, like 50 Cent was nice. I take nothing from him. But I was the first one that had all of those coasts together. Mm.
Speaking of 50 Cent, he used a clip of you on his Instagram.
Yeah, he did.
And it kind of made you look like you was a part of something. What you want to say about that?
I wanted to say that you can find me in the club, bottle full of the bub. Mama, I got what you need if you finna. I got the X if you're into taking drugs. So come get it if you give me an eye. So when you pull up out, so he said he had the X. He can't say nothing about nobody. Mm. But that was just all a part of the culture. But the pot can't call the kettle black.
Wow. I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, we sometimes when we start listening to things, we got to pay more attention to it.
Right.
Then we say, yo, you know what? How you going to say, Rick Ross said he put Molly on the machine, he didn't know it. He took her home. Then he said, I took her home and enjoyed that. He didn't even know it. Then Bill Cosby went to jail. We be like, yo, this shit been going on in the culture. What I mean by we, we've been experiencing this as a culture for many years.
Prior to us even being born.
It wasn't Puff.
Yeah.
It wasn't 50. It wasn't Rick Ross. It was just the culture and what they was doing to actually make the artists. That was the industry.
Right, right.
That's what made you, in order to think like a star, you got to be out there with the stars. Mm-hmm. So most of the people, when they feel like they got to get out there with the stars, they elevate themselves in another kind of mental way. So a lot of people like to be high just so they can be out there with the stars.
So it's so much going on with the abuse that he's being
accused of, yeah.
Yeah, like accused of right now.
Yep, yep, yep.
The thing that always fascinated me with the situation is the accused fun boy stuff that they always say that he's a little, you know, funny. Did you ever see anything that made you say, yo, what's up with you, man? Like,
nah, funny people do funny things around other funny people.
That sound good.
You'd be like, man, you know, sometimes like when you pay attention to something, you'd be like, hey, this two men kissing. Mm-hmm. You got to realize, you'd be like, where are we at? That's the first thing you're going to ask yourself.
Right.
Where we at?
Right.
You might be standing into where the people do that at.
Right.
So you wrong for walking over.
Right. That, yo,
that's, you can't the most... say they wrong for doing what they're doing. You got to say, what the hell am I doing over here?
Right.
Can't. You got to remove yourself from that. You can't get mad at them people over there. But like, man, look, I should not be here.
Right.
Sometimes you got to say that to yourself. I should not be here.
Kirk Burrows also has a gripe with him. What you know about Kirk?
Man, it's a good guy. Mm. Kirk is a good guy. In fact, I turned my movie into a movie script. And since I had talked to him, and I'm just like letting him pioneer some business ventures that I'm on, just because I know that he's a great businessman. Mm-hmm. And we all want to create that one big chance for each other. So I'm like, yo, in the event that what I'm trying to do creates an opportunity, I wanted to create an opportunity for me and you, because both of us have lost and we both need to win right now. Now, we don't need to win for each other. We just need to win for our families and everybody that's around us that still can believe and still look at us, look up to you, or look up to me and say, you know, I see a hero in you because you never gave up. Mm.
Nah, that's real. The bad boy curse. How real is that?
It's real. It's real, real.
Damn.
But you got to keep that off of you.
Right. Okay.
You know, the bad boy curse is real. Mm-hmm. And what it is like, if you don't never stand up to Puff, if you don't never really look him in the eyes, like you have to look him in the eyes and say, bro, I will whoop your ass.
See, that, Mark. But Mark, let me ask you something. I always wondered why nobody put no hands on this dude.
Yo, because he'll do it all the way up to a point and look at you crazy. Every time he would walk in and see me, he'd say, Mark Curry, you still want to fight me? Mm. I'd be like, yeah, we could still do that. Get that over with real quick. Mm-hmm. So we can move on. He come in, Mark Curry, you still want to fight me? Yeah, I want to have a, because one time I know he looked at me, when he was saying something, he was looking at me in the eyes like he was sunning me. He thought I was going to fear. He was looking at me like, and I was like, let me tell you something. I said, my man, if so happened to go from here, it's not going to stop right here. It's going to go all the way. You are not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to go here. It's going to turn these kind of people against you. And now it's going to be me against you. And I try to tell you, you look at me like I'm a little boy, but my brother, I am an animal. Mm. And you have to look him in the eye and say that, you touch me, I'm going to smack the shit out of you. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care how much money.
When was it over for you, though? Because that's what we didn't know. We knew you was in the loop, and then we know the book. We seen the tweets, but then the book is out. When did Mark Curry have enough?
Yo, when it was over, that's when he was doing Making of the Band, Day 26, all of them other MTV groups, and he didn't really care about the record label type groups no more. He was just, I'm just doing it for MTV. And he kind of like turned his back on all his artists. Mm. So then he became MTV, Making of the Band and all of this. So he was living off of that. So he didn't really have to do no more music with the record label no more. So he was like, let me just ditch that and go do MTV. And then he went and messed their lives up. Mm. And then after all of them got messed up, and then you'd be like, damn, man, you know what? I sat back. If y'all could have just watched what was going on with me, you wouldn't have had to went through this if you would have just noticed what was going on. So you had to sit back and watch. Everybody fail. Everybody came back. Oh, it didn't work. It didn't work. Yeah, because it's designed not to work. Business is not designed to work with him. Nobody's meant to get rich with him except him. The females.
This is what I heard. The lawyer who gave you the contract, he just passed away, right?
Well, let me give you another one.
Go ahead.
But you look at, yo, you know, another person that was that used to work with Puff that was real dear to the company. Her name was Francesca Spira.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever know about her?
No.
Google Francesca Spira real quick. Bad boy.
Hey, Siri. Who is Francesca Spira? Bad boy.
Francesca Liddy.
That's not what I said. Let me. It's not. Siri does what she wants to do sometimes. Francesca. Yeah. Francesca.
Do Siri. Do not Siri. Go in this dude, Francesca Spira, and then Bad Boy, and then read up on her. And these are interesting things. She died on November 14th. I forget what year. I think 2014. But if Kenny died, that's going to be incredible because there's nobody else that's living that was there to know about the executive decisions.
Francesca Spira, is it
S-P-E-A-E-R-O.
E-R-O, Spiro. Okay, cool. We doing work right now, y'all, like right in the, yeah, in the middle of the interview.
Y'all better be doing it too. Everybody right. Who listening, you should be doing it.
Fanatic Entertainment, is this the same person?
Yeah, let's see about her. Read about her.
Who is Francesca Spira? Spira discography.
Read it. I'm a.
Oh, this is. All right. Let me see. Let me see. Hold on. Yo, bro.
I'm gonna love you to read this.
Bro, who was the lawyer that died? What's their name?
Kendall Minter. I could show you the article or something, you know, send you a link to it or whatever. But yeah, Kendall Minter, he was the creator of the Bad Boy Contracts.
Okay. All right, hit me back.
Kendall Minter?
Yeah, he's from Atlanta. He died in Stone, what's that, Stone what, out there?
Stone Mountain.
Yeah, that's where his office was. That's where he's been out there the past few
years. Kendall Minter. Okay, all right,
hit me back. Yeah, I'll send you a link about it. He's very popular.
All right. Yeah, Kendall Minter.
I'm thinking, I know a couple of the big wig lawyers here, but not Kendall Minter. If he was the creator of the Bad Boy Contract, then he definitely knew Kenny Marsalis, though.
Right.
But, you know, go back to Francesca. This is even more interesting.
She sued Diddy before. Stampede Shootout and the Bodyguard brought her Diddy's legal trouble had played out.
What is she suing for?
I'm about to look right now. Because this is happening in real time. This is something. 1991. Combs. Is the City College thing?
No, that's when he did the thing with him and Heavy D.
Right. That was
the college, and then the people got killed there. They got smashed. Smothered.
Right.
With Francesca Spira. You go into her, she sued him for discrimination, if I ain't mistaken. You gotta look at it.
Yeah, I'm gonna find it. I'll put it. You know what I'm gonna do? Oh, here we go. Look, Francesca Spira, a music executive. Let's show them at the same time. Yeah. Francesca Spira, a music executive in her 50s, sued Combs for age discrimination, saying she was fired for having worked with him since 1998. The company denied she was let go because of her age. And Combs settled for the multi-million dollar suit in 2011. And she passed away?
In 2014.
So that was right after that.
She's the one who used to do the all like the admin. Not saying, but it's a lot of good people that come from around him, even those some that people don't know that lost their life around this man being a part of his company.
Right.
It's not. It's a list of them.
So the monies that you feel is old is booked. Retroactive. Well, you don't feel like anything is old right now, right?
I don't feel like nothing is old, but I know that I don't have the house that I deserve that my music created. My talent was there to get.
Right.
I don't have the relationship sometimes with, you know, people that I was supposed to have. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask you that. Did a lot of people turn their back on you?
A lot of people turned their back on me, but That's what they're supposed to do when people don't believe. A lot of people did. But, a lot of friends.
So would you forgive some of them if they didn't ask for forgiveness? Like, because I know you lost a lot. Like, where
I do got to forgive. I will forgive. But the only thing that I know now is life has changed. And like, let's say like if somebody needed to borrow $100 from me, mm-hmm. you could borrow $100 from me. No problem. But you're going to have to ask my girl to give it to you. And she's not going to let you have it. I already know. It's like good guy, bad guy.
Yeah, good guy. Yeah,
they be like, don't ask her. She ain't going to give it to you.
Right, right.
I be like, I already know. I got somebody designed to just help me out sometimes and be like, yo, Mark, you know, to help me make good decisions.
Personal question. How did you stay sane throughout all of this?
I always thought of myself as a person who was in prison, because sometimes you can be free. Mm-hmm. And you can really be locked up. And I was like, really, Mark, you free, but you in prison. So the only thing you got to do is use your imagination. And the only thing that's going to lock you up is your mind. Mm. So I never let, you know, like what I thought I was going through, I never let it affect me. And I always thought about the things that I could do or how I can come back from this. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, right now I might be losing, but losing is only temporary. What it's going to be like when I come back winning. Then I'd be like, this is the kind of outfit I'm going to get. This is what I'm going to say. This is how I'm going to be. I'm going to be like this. So then by the time you imagine what you're going to do when you losing to winning, it'd be 10 years went by.
Right.
15, right. 20.
Right. Yeah.
You never gave up. You just stay believing. I always stay believing.
This day that's happening right now, the lawsuits, the accusations, did you foresee this?
Yep, I sure did. And you want to know when I seen it?
When?
When I said, how in the world can God gift me with the talent to do this, and then I meet you, and then all of a sudden things go wrong? How the hell does things go wrong with God's plan when you involved? Mm. God don't fail, you fail. I should never had stopped putting 100% in my trust in God and putting trust in you because you failed me. Mm. And that's just how it go. And God be like, yo, you know what? He didn't fail you, or I didn't fail you. He said it just wasn't meant for you to win that way. Mm. It was meant for you I needed you to take him down. Mm. I needed you to one day be a voice that needs to be heard. So when I go against him, I need them to be able to reference to you as flesh. Mm. So they can understand this man. And I never gave up on that. Every morning I get up, I chip off at an ankle until one day the giant fall. It's the story of how you defeat a giant. Mm-hmm. Puff is a big giant. In order to win, you're gonna have to really, it's like the day, it's really not just it's a big battle, because you got to battle with being blackballed, you got to battle with people who his allies and people who, you know, he has under his influence. So it's not even about what you feel about him or what he feels about you. Sometimes it be about what the people around him feel. And that you'd be like, they just work for you.
Yeah. Did you ever fear for your safety? Because a lot of people say,
I don't fear for my safety, because you want to know why? Mm-hmm. God got an army and we got the biggest guns. Mm. So I don't have to fear for that. You know, the love of God goes far beyond the thought or imagination of man. Mm. So for every, I said in a song on Muscle Game, I said for every, for every 10 soldiers of mine you kill, I'll kill one of yours, and you still gonna run out of soldiers before I do. Mm. And you doing 10 of mine to your one, because God got an army.
True or false?
God got an army.
True or false, he did try to help Black Rob in the end?
Because I told him to help him. Because I told him this is gonna be the right thing for you to do. In the world, in the eyes of the world, this is what you're going to have to do in order to be a big person.
By that time, it was too late, though, if I'm not mistaken.
It was too late. We just had to bury him at that time. Mm. We didn't have to worry about all of the stuff that he had to worry about. He was previously talking to a couple of my friends, and they was trying to get Rob a place and all of this. I'm like, man, forget trying to get him a place. He need it right now. Like, the stuff that they was talking with him and stuff that still might take 2 weeks or a month. You'd be like, man, we ain't got a month. We ain't got 2 weeks. We talking about right now. Mm. Like, right now, like in 10 minutes. Mm. So everything up until then was just something that was just like, we're working on it or we'll figure it out. You'd be like, man, we got to figure out.
Right.
If we know what we need to do right now, like right now. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to believe in right now.
Mm. Well, I commend you for still being sane. I commend you for still fighting the good fight. Again, I appreciate you for giving me your time and clarifying some things for me. And I'm pretty sure people might have the same questions later on, so they could just refer to here of why mm-hmm. things is people should pick up the book. The book is still available, still out there.
Yo, the book is a Bible. The Bible is the oldest book in the world, and it's still the number one selling book. The right. Bible is still the number one selling book in the world.
What I want I want you to let go of some of that music. Could you make me a deal that you're going to put some of that music out? Because again, what you holding it for at this point?
Because this is what it's like. You know why let's take Sade. You know why Sade don't keep dropping album after album after album after album?
Why?
Because as an artist, one of the things that's so hard to do is outdo what you done already great. You was already great at it.
See, I get that, but let me stop you. But when we think about greatness, it's tied to him. You gotta have your greatness tied to you.
Tied to him.
Yeah, it's tied to him.
We talking about the same him we talking about, right?
Right, yeah.
Not man.
Yeah, we talking about brother love. We talking about it's tied to him.
No, what I mean, all right, let's go back. Where was I going there?
You were saying the great artist Sade, and I'm like, man, that's cap. We don't want to hear. Go ahead, Dober.
Ready?
Go ahead.
How many albums she had?
I don't know.
Probably only one or two. She ain't had many albums, three.
But who is Sade tied to, though?
She not tied to him.
She's tied to Sade.
Yeah, Sade is her own. She's love is stronger than rock.
I think she had a band was called a Sweetback Band, Sweet something like that. Because her band did album. But what I'm saying about Mark Curry, we think of Darren Durant. We think about you in that motorcycle,
right? But we can't until the world is ready for change. This the same thing why Andre 3000 said he won't rap no more.
Yeah, but you ain't playing no damn flute, bro. You had lyrics.
No, I'm not playing no flute, but I'd rather play the flute than to try to preach good lyrics upon people who don't want to hear them.
But how do you?
Because you'd be like, these people don't want to hear about none of this inspiration. They want to hear about this, that. The world, the music now is going so far left, it's hard to.
All right, let me say something to you. Do you believe that you was a part of sparking the walls of Diddy Jericho fall tumbling down? You was a part of that, right? You might have started.
The world of you talking about as far as
where we are today. Like you.
Something that's going to bring them down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you could be a part of something that changes music. You already a part of change.
That's what I did it for.
Okay, so put the damn music out. Oh, and while we at it, hold on. Make sure you buy the book, Dancing with the Devil. It's on Kindle, paperback. Amazon. Mark Curry is an ex-Bad Boy artist that has recorded several hits with Sean P. Diddy Combs, has recorded with some of the biggest stars in the music business. You can read all of this for yourself. The link is the first link in the comment. Make sure you get this book right here. You can get it on Amazon Kindle. Listen to it. Audible, however you got to do it. All right? Make sure you do that. All right. I'm back.
What my guy told me today, he was like, yo, Curry. He was like, Doggy Diamonds is a good dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, yo, I just need you to sit down and talk to him and don't jump. Don't think like this. Don't think. He was like, listen to him because he's a good dude. I said, he a good dude like us?
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, he a good dude. Dope. So I was like, all right. And then you hit me. And then I was like, bam. And then just knowing your character and just seeing your spirit, you are absolute good dude. And I want to say to you, keep being that, because the world needs to see more people like you so they can understand this. It doesn't hurt. It's okay to be positive.
Right.
You don't always have to conform in order to be accepted.
Right. I'm not made to fit in. I'm one of one. You know, we're individuals. I don't.
One of one.
I don't have a twin. Right. I'm, you know, I have like minds, and hopefully I could attract minds. But I'm not here to kiss anybody's ass, to be down with nobody. I don't want to be on Revolt. I don't do none of that for that.
I don't want to be on Revolt.
Yeah,
I'll step down.
Yeah, I'm on the side of what's right. And no matter who voice it has to come from, as long as I got a platform, I'm gonna give you that voice. And again, when I had a discrepancy with something, you see, I tried to put an APB out, like get him, and then we connected. So I believed in doing it diplomatic and doing it right. But so I didn't want to chase clout with you because I didn't feel in your spirit that I had to do that with you. I just had to get in contact with you. And it wasn't even 24 hours later. Here we are. You know what I'm saying? And I said, I would appreciate you. I could probably talk to you for like 10 hours, but I'm going to let you go. He has more content dropping. Do you have a content on your own dropping? Like you have a team dropping something?
Oh, man, we got a whole movie. We got a whole movie thing coming into play, man. It's the book that I wrote is just a spider. It's like a cobweb to 100 stories. It's like a... it's like a BMF movie. It's like a series. It's bigger than all that. It's bigger than Straight Outta Compton. It's bigger than BMF. And as humble as I've been waiting for my turn, those are just some of the things that I'm bringing to the table, but I can't present them until I have my opportunity to speak. And what you are allowing me to do on your platform today. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being there. So when you say that you work for the right team.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to kind of understand what you said, and how I took it was that your spirit works for the good spirit.
Facts.
And whenever you have the opportunity to do good, good comes to you before wrong.
Right.
And your platform is there to speak on good and to be fruitful and to help individuals. That is very powerful.
Yo, thank so you. Mark Curry, give them your social media before we go.
It's at Reach Mark One. That's MARKK one more time. CURRY. Mark.
It'll all be. We'll make sure everything is in the description. Yeah. We'll make
it's
sure
at,
everything.
Yeah. It's at MARKKCURRY. And you DM me. I'm sending out autograph books from the DM only though.
Right, right. And I want to say to the audience, Mark Curry, we got on the phone today, very, very humble individual, very, very respectful. And this is why we're here today, because first thing he said to me was, yo, you my brother. So
that's
anything,
it, you my brother.
Yo, he said that to me and I was like, so anything, because I didn't know how he was gonna come, but he said, yo, call me. Brother. And it was
especially the young ones like y'all, y'all didn't have people my age to look up to. So one thing that's crazy about people my age is I have to be a brother for you because you never really have one.
Right, right. And I want to tell you too, I got to invest the interest in all of this because Biggie was my childhood friend. We from the same neighborhood. And he's older.
You 47, right?
Yeah, he's older than me. Yeah, but he's older than me. But
And you 47?
Yeah, he's older. Yup, he's older than me. But he's from...
I'm only 5 years older than you.
Yeah.
But you know what it's like to have somebody that you can look up to be like, hey, I need advice.
Right, right, right,
I'm
right.
I'm lost.
Right, right.
You know, I'm confused. Things are not working for me. Can you tell me what I can do to kind of change things around? Give me some advice. And you don't have people, when I look at people your age, and not saying that there's much of an age difference, what I see is that you didn't have many opportunities to ask people of my kind for advice, because I want you to notice that in my age demographics, there were no stars except for people like Public Enemy or KRS-One. There wasn't like a Young Thug and then a Gunna. And then we had, so it was very limited to the entertainers and stars that we reached for. So we didn't really look, we didn't have stars amongst each other to be like, we need each other. So that whole support thing that people look for or have now, we didn't have it then because we didn't have that.
Yo,
so we
I want to say it was dope because I got so many big brothers in the industry, from Easy Mo B to Eric Sermon to Pete Rock. Yeah, these are people who call me all the time. Yo, but and I can ask them whatever. They'll come on a platform, whatever, and they'll give me the shirt off their back. So that's what I built for myself in this culture, that I always been good to a lot of people. So I could call and ask a question about something and they'd be like, oh no, this is what happened. Get your publishing, make sure this is right. Oh, make sure your name is right there and all that. So you right. A lot of us didn't have that. That's why so many people got burned.
That's like when you look at Young Thug and you look at what they going through, and then you think about when we was in the music industry, we used to have to go through things like media training, they train you on how we used to have to rehearse and things like that. Mm-hmm. So when the music industry got to the point to where they felt like we didn't need the media train people and let them just go out and do what they want, and it was uncensored, there was no censorship on it, that's when we kind of went wrong. Yeah. But today, I can say, you know, for you and I, for what you mean and for what you're doing, we can reach a lot of people and we can change a lot of people's way of thinking just by keeping going.
That's why
I won't stop.
That's why Mark Curry gotta put out the damn music. And also, just in case you didn't know or you just tuned in just now, Dancing with the Devil by Mark Curry is available right now on Amazon. The link is right there in the description box. It's also the first pinned comment on this video. Make sure you pick up this book. If you want to listen to it, there's ways to listen to it. If you don't know how to read, he got it in Braille. He got it in every way you can get it. Make sure you get it.
I got one question for you.
Go ahead.
This is my last question I got for you.
Go ahead.
How do you feel about like Vlad and Academics, you know, those platforms? How do you feel about
that? It's a necessary evil, because for every Vlad and Academics, you got a Doggy Dom. It was a necessary evil because you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad once said, you put the clean glass of water in front of people next to the dirty glass, let them pick. So if there's nothing to pick from, then they're always going to pick that. Academics, I'm not so hard on him because I think Academics doesn't have an OG, never had an OG, and they rewarded him with the money. They rewarded him with the money.
I don't mean to cut you. I just want to chime in and then let you finish. Academics don't have, like, you know, you got a girl?
I don't know. Yeah. Who, me?
He don't got no girl.
Oh,
no
yeah. But I'm just saying, though, like, I'm going to be real with you. I'm like my baby. I'm the baby cousin. I still get in trouble from my older cousin. If I do shit on the internet that I ain't got no business doing,
Here
come these phone calls. Yo, come on, man. We can't be doing that, because you're going to make us have to lay something down. For real. So I'd be like, yo. Yeah. They'd be like, yo, just leave it alone. Because you're internet fighting with people and you know where it go. Let them have it. Just say what you got to say and leave it alone. So I still respect protocol. I still respect OGs. I still respect people that I know will live for me, die for me, and love me.
So what do you think about absolute power?
Explain it first, and then I could tell you what I think.
That means, like, when you have someone that has a platform that's so powerful, and so many people are drawn to their platform, but they never tell them the positive things or the fruitful things about life, that's absolute power. That means that you're in control over a mass amount of people, but you're not feeding them any positive energy. That's absolute power. Okay. Absolute power is corrupt.
But you answered that earlier, because they are a part of what? The industry. The industry is corrupted. They're rewarded. The devil rewards you.
I think that's a great outro. You just said everything we need to say.
The devil rewards you.
There you go. You said it.
The devil rewards you. God rewards you too.
Yeah.
But the devil, the God rewards you with love, life, and more life. The devil rewards you with chains and cars and women and all the...
It's immediate results. The immediate results.
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification. But the things you have to work hard for, the things you have to pray for, the things you have to believe in, they come behind faith. A lot of people lost faith, right, and they don't have faith. But keep on doing what you're doing because you're restoring faith. So even when you said, Mark Curry, I want to talk to you today, it was put into the universe, and the call came to me, Super A said, bing, and then it was like that because you put into the universe in a positive manner.
Facts. So Mark Curry, I appreciate you. We're going to talk later on.